Coveting can lead to disastrous financial consequences. Many people struggle with it during the holidays, but the solution is love. That's right, love. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Coveting is desiring what others have. It's prohibited by God in the 10th commandment, and only He can hold us accountable. This destructive heart attitude is based on comparisons and rooted in pride. C.S. Lewis said, "Pride gets no pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man." When we harbor prideful desires for what others have, our hearts turn cold toward God. He's no longer the treasure that satisfies our needs. Coveting elevates our desires above the needs of others, and the discontentment can lead to other sins. But the solution is found in Romans 13:9. Paul said this, "The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself." When we love others as much as we love ourselves, we can rejoice over what God has provided for us and for them. We don't need things just because others have them. We can learn to be content and demonstrate that to others. When you identify coveting in your heart, start thanking God. Thank Him for His mercy in not giving you what you deserve, and His grace in giving you what you don't deserve. Thank Him for all He's done for you, and for His kindness in blessing others. Ask Him to reveal more of His true riches to you. And also, don't forget December is the most important month for charitable giving. If you've been blessed by this ministry, please consider a gift to this radio station and also to Crown. You can make the gift at crown.org.